News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The government has committed to working closely with Haiti to ensure that the Northern Caribbean becomes the engine of growth for the region. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller, who held bilateral talks with President of the Republic of Haiti, Michel Martelly, last Thursday, says both countries are exploring opportunities for growth and development. The Haitian president and a small delegation were on the island for a three-day state visit.
I am pleased that Jamaica has offered 4 scholarships to the government of Haiti, which are tenable at our heart NTA institutions, as well as 2 scholarships at our College of Agriculture. Haiti has been making significant strides in its reconstruction efforts, and Jamaica will continue to support Haiti in its progress towards achieving its development goals.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller was addressing journalists at a press conference after meeting with President Martelly to discuss bilateral, regional, and multilateral issues. Industry, Investment, and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton is assuring that several pieces of legislation are forthcoming that will allow for smoother business transactions in Jamaica. Among these is a Security Interest in Personal Property SIP bill intended to transform the financial landscape.
It will have the effect of making legal and formal other forms of collateral, movables like inventory, intellectual property, a number of areas that are not now part of the accepted collateral systems. A collateral registry will be developed before the year is out that will help businesses, particularly banks and those with resources to lend, to do so more efficiently and cost effectively.
Minister Hilton was addressing a recent GIS think tank session. Another critical piece of legislation is the insolvency bill, which is to be tabled in Parliament next month. The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries has signed an agreement with the European Union, the EU, to further strengthen the banana sector. The contract, valued at just under 2 million euros, is one of 2 to be signed under the EU-funded Jamaica Banana Accompanying Measures program.
This program will be implemented over a period of 48 months in the banana-growing parishes of St. Thomas, St. Catherine, Clarendon, St. James, Portland, and St. Mary, and forms part of government's poverty eradication strategy by increasing the ability of small farmers to increase their production and productivity.
Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Roger Clark. Minister Clark says the initiative is expected to benefit 1,400 banana and planting farmers who are members of the All Island Banana Growers Association. The Meteorological Service is now able to forecast drought for the entire island compared to the previous output of 14 select locations. The Met Service has a capacity to predict a drought for up to 3 months, and the upgrade to island-wide coverage is in keeping with the government's efforts to mitigate the effects of drought.
The next step is to apply the persistent forecast to the mode. This will allow them to model a 6-month standard precipitation index, referred to as the SPI outlook. This procedure of forecasting drought is a first for Jamaica and the region.
Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Minister Robert Pickersgill. Mr. Pickersgill says the drought forecast will boost the proactive steps being taken to harvest rainwater during the wet period for storage during periods of drought. And Jamaica is set to host the 29th Expanded Program on Immunization, the EPI Managers Meeting for the Caribbean Subregion. The 3-day session, which starts November 18, will see over 120 persons from 30 countries participating. Director of Family Health Services in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Karen Lewis-Bell, says the meeting will give participants an opportunity to discuss and set targets for immunization coverage, among other things.
It is a meeting for all the managers to come together to share experiences in managing the immunization program, including the challenges over the past year, and also to plan for the following year.
The EPI sub-regional meeting is being funded by the Pan American Health Organization and the World Health Organization. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Camilla Guthrie.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.